This is November 5th. We're continuing the story of Mahaprabhu's dancing at Rath Yatra in the mood of Ras Lila. And we have Lord Jagannath has mounted the cart and Lord Chaitanya is ecstatically receiving the Lord. He's jumping up, Udanda Nritya. Oh, my Lord has come. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Mahima, Mahima. Then offers so many prayers, beautiful, four beautiful prayers. One from Bhagavatam, one from Mukundamala Stotra, Vishnu Pran, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, then the Hambipro Nacha, Narapitin Vaishina Shudra. And this verse is there, I'm not a Brahmana. Now we're leaving off with verse number 81. Eta padi punarapi karila pranam jorahate bhakta gana vande bhagavan vande bhagavan karila pranam vande bhagavan. Having recited these four verses from scripture or shastra, Mahaprabhu again offered his obeisances to Jagannath Swami ki jai. Jai Jagannath.
Jai.
Then with folded hands he also offered prayers to the Lord. Now it starts. It's 80 verses describing the Udipan and the Vibhav and all the things that on the Anubhav is Lord Chaitanya, the Prema Shreya, how he's experiencing, what's he experiencing. Now the dance begins. Mahaprabhu is dancing at Rath Yatra and Ras Lila Bhav. And it starts off like a volcano. Udanda Nritya Prabhu Karila Hunkar Chakra Brahmi Brahme Jaiche Alata Akar. Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder, and moving in a circle like a wheel. He appeared like a circling firebrand. This is called Alata Akar or Alata Chakra, a firebrand circle. A single fire in motion, like you light some incense, and you light some incense, and then it's dark, and you go like this, and the red spark of that incense that makes a continual circle of fire. That is called an Alata Chakra, or Alata Akara. You can do an experiment tonight in the dark. Diwali, light some incense and make it out and then make figure eights and have all kinds of fun with it. This is exactly how Krishna danced in Ras Lila. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says in his purport, this is Aishwarya Vichara. If we think that Madhurya Krishna and the sweetest of all pastimes of Ras Lila and the intimate association with Radha and all the gopis, if he's going to expand himself on so many Prakash Vigrahas, which is generally explained in other acharyas, then that will take away from the sweetness of it all. That there was one Krishna and he expanded into thousands of Krishnas. There was thousands of Krishnas, one Krishna with every gopi. This does not appeal to me. Vinod Valerie Manjari. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a very rustic and intimate purport. He says that my Gauranga is my Shamsundar. My Gaurahari is my Rasabihari. My Vrindavan Chandra is my Gaurachandra. And Gaurachandra is dancing like Alata Akara, Alata Chakra. Dancing like this. And Krishna, there was one Krishna in the Rasa dance, only one Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, one. He was dancing so fast that it appeared, and he was going around each gopi. He would go around and dance with this gopi and then that gopi. And every gopi thought that Krishna's dancing was me. But he was, you know, 1/1,000,000th of a second with her, 1,000,000. And it was just spinning around. This one Krishna goes, just like that fire. It's only one spark. When you move it fast, it appears like one circle. So it was one Krishna who's going so fast, it became the circle of the Rasamandala. The rasa circle, the rasa dance. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki
Jai.
Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. The Vishnu Chakravarti is so sweet. It sketches such a special view of Krishna's Leela. His intimate disciples of Vishnu Chakravarti, they wrote in some of their pranam prayers that Vishwanath is the reincarnation of Rupa Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya is dancing the same way, and everyone's thinking he's dancing an Arkirtan party. He was just moving like a Lata Chakra, moving so fast everywhere. Always but the one Lord Chaitanya was in front of Jagannath's cart, and the four parties in the front, and the one on the side, one on each side, one in the back, seven parties. Same thing. Nritya Prabhur Yahan Yahan Pari Paratala Sasaghara Shaila Mahi Karitala Mala. Wherever Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with all its hills and seas appeared to tilt. Boom, boom, boom. Stamba Sweta Pulakashu Kampa Vaivarnya Nana Bhave Vivashata Garva Harsha Dhanya. The Sattvic Bhavas and Sanchari Bhavas. This verse is describing Sattvic Vikar, Sattvic Bhava and Sanchari Bhavas, two of them. When Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Vikar means changes. Sattvic Vikar, Sattvic Bhav. Sometimes he appeared to be stunned, stamba. Sometimes the hairs on his body stood on end, this is pulak. Sometimes he perspired and cried and trembled and changed color. He went from golden yellow to pink, pinkish gold. He went from reddish gold to bluish gold to pinkish gold and whitish, all different shades. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Achara kana pare bhume gari jai suvarna parvat jai che bhume te lotai. When a Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground, lutan. He's rolling, lotai. We say in Hindi, lutan, lotai, lotai, rolls on the ground. Like, so Lord Chaitanya is rolling on the ground. If we have prem and bhav, we can see. Nityananda Prabhu Dui Hatta Pasarya Prabhu Redarite Chayasha Pashadan. Nityananda would stretch his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Hey, Prabhu, Prabhu. But he was always a hand's reach ahead. Because Nitai is not in this Mahabhav. You can't catch the Bhav of someone whose Bhav you don't have. You can pray for it. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to catch the Bhav of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. So we pray, we worship, we cry, we serve, we emulate, we try to follow our line of bhajan like their sadhan bhajan. Kripa karo, kripa karo, please give me your mercy. Prabhu pache bhulayacharya kariya hankar. Hari bolo, bhare bhar bhar, bar bar, same as Hindi, bar bar, again and again. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. It waits a chai, it would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari, Hari, look at Hari. Look what Hari has made her do. Look what Hari has made her do. Who is her? Her is Radha. Gauranga is Radharani, Radha Bhav. And Hari is making her dance like this and roll on the ground. So he says, Hari, Hari, what are you doing? Hari, 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 Bol, Hari, you're making... He's going crazy. She's going crazy for Hari. Loka nivarite hailatina mandal pratama mandale nityananda mahabal. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, the devotees form three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength, Mahabal. Kashishvara Govindadi, Jata Bhaktagan, Hata Hati Kari Haila Dvitiya Avaran. All the devotees headed by Kashishvara and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Bahire Prataparudra Lana Patragan Mandala Hanakari Loka Nivaran. Prataparudra Maharaj and his personal associates formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowds from coming too near. And that's amazing. When you think about it. The king is out there on the street with all the people. This is 500 years ago. If you go to Rajasthan and you visit Jaipur and you visit the palaces of the kings and some of the city palaces, we had the opportunity, there was one temple that was going to be donated to the ISKCON years ago. It was called Radha Brajanidhi. So I was invited because I said my family, Nidhi, my father, Brajanidhi. So that was a temple, it's still there, huge deities, you can see, it's when you come in the city, on your way to Govindaji, it's on your left, the temple's on your left. Not so much well known, but a very beautiful temple, and so many rooms, and when the king had Govindaji, and he would look out of his bedroom, he could see Govindaji across the gardens, before it was actually his gardens, and it was his garden house, and Govindaji was brought from Galta, and then he stayed in Galta, then he came and stayed in the garden house. So when the king would open his back window at night, all the fresh flowers and fragrance in the garden would come in his window, and there's a pool of water there in the middle, like the, Taj Mahal, pool of water from his bedroom like this for a few hundred meters and gardens. Then at the other end was a garden house. So in the day he would go there and sit in the garden house, afternoon, and in the evening it opened up. So then Govindaji was moved into the garden house, and that garden house became the present-day temple, which is still there, right opposite the bedroom of the king in Jaipur. So now the queen has her palace. Because they don't, you know, that's how it was. The king's palace, the queen's palace. This is 500 years ago. And then she had her deity, Brajanidhi, Radha Brajanidhi. And they're still there, beautiful deities. So we went there, and then our friends from Jaipur, the devotees, they took us a tour of the whole arrangement. So up on the roof, there's a whole connection, there's a highway, a rooftop highway. What do you call these, flyover type thing? There's a rooftop highway from the Queen's Palace all the way to the King's Palace. Private road. And I said, why is that? Because the queens and kings, they don't come down, they never come down and walk with the people in the streets. If they come, they come by palanquin, and they're carried down, they go in their carriage, or they go on their elephant. The king is not allowed to come lower than 15 feet. Like the elephant that the king rides on is 15 feet high, you know, the biggest bull elephant they can find. They take him by palanquin through the people, the king doesn't touch the ground, because it's called Naradeva. The king is called in Shastra Naradeva. You know that, you must have studied. So he is a celestial being among the human beings. Nara is us, human beings, but he's a deva. So as you know, the demigods never touch the ground when they come to the earth. You must have heard that from day one. So when Narada Muni comes, he doesn't touch the ground, he's always floating above the ground, because he's like a celestial personality. So the king to represent that tattva, this is culture. Prabhupada often tell things about culture in his classes, so I'm just following his example. He said, in the 20s when I was a child and Hindus and Muslims would get along so well. You can hear all this on Prabhupada's tapes if you listen nicely. Many cultural things, which are all part of our tattva siddhanta. So that's why, because he's Naradeva, that's the tattva, and he's treated like that. He doesn't, hey, how's it going, Jack? Shake hands with the people. Because the king is worshipped. He's a representative of God, the king in the Vedic Dharma, Varnashram Dharma. He represents God. He's our father. He's providing for everyone. Ram Rajya, the kingdom of Raj. Everyone's happy under the king. If you have a good father, you have money, clothing, everything, right? A good father. So the king is supposed to be a good father for everyone, the people, the animals, all the praja. Praja means humans. Praja means he's a Prajapati. You all know this term, Praja. Praja means creatures, living entities. Prajapati. So the Praja, he's in charge, he's the father, the Prajapati, he's the Naradeva, the king. He makes sure all the animals are fed, all the people are fed, all the trees are protected, everything. All the creatures in his kingdom, he's responsible. Praja. Ja means the creatures born under his kingdom. So he's like this. He goes in his palanquin and there's a ladder, or no, actually not a ladder, the elephants are trained. The elephant bends down and puts his foot like this and he stands on the back leg of the elephant and the elephant goes up like that and carries the king up like elevator and the king gets on his, and they fan him. Royal procession. The king comes, royal procession. And it's all according to a special nakshatra and a special day, a special time, only selected times once or twice in a year. And all the people are there 15, 16 feet below him. Hail the king! Throwing flowers. Now, when the queen or king want to go to visit each other, they're not going to come down and get in the Mercedes, drive down the street and park it and go up the elevator to the fourth floor. He goes across the rooftop. And then they had in the temple, they had some Rath carts, because they didn't have Mercedes 500 years ago. So they had the queen, they had the Rath cart. And it was a wooden cart with wooden wheels and everything. This was, you know, and then it had a handle on it. And they had a road all the way across. There's all buildings, like there's a building here and there's roads. And they had bridges across, like flyover bridges from connecting one building to the other. So the queen would get in her cart and had all, it's all decorated with fancy cushions and gold and everything. This is just the basic raw cart. And then the pallbearers, they would all be covered. She would sit there like this, sitting, and they go, and they would push her, and they go, and it's quite a long way. It's like, yeah, half a kilometer or so from there, you know, to the king's palace. So that's how they go back and forth. So I'm telling you all this so you can understand how, because 500 years ago it was the same thing in Jagannath Puri. You follow? Now what is Krishna's coverage telling us? Who was on the street dancing with Lord Chaitanya and formed a third, who was forming the third circle around Lord Chaitanya? King Prataparudra. The king was standing on the street with all the regular people. This is a big thing. A very big thing. He was rendering humble service to the Lord. Prabhura nritya deki loke haile shamatkar anya achuk jagannathera ananda apar. Everyone was astonished to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. Even Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. Ratastira kailage nakare agaman animisha netre kare nritya darshan. The Rath cart came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Jagannath Swami with unblinking eyes, animisha, watched the dancing of Mahaprabhu. So who's watching who? Jagannath's watching Mahaprabhu, which means Krishna's watching Radha. Subhadra Balara Mera Ridaye Ulas Nrityadeki Dui Janara Sri Mukete Has. The goddess of fortune Subhadra, the Prabhupada explains, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. Srimukhete Hasa. So why are Subhadra and Balaram dancing? Because they're happy to see Radharani dancing, Lord Chaitanya dancing. Udanda Nritya Prabhur Adbhuta Vikar Ashta Satrik Bhava Udai Haya Samakal. When Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, 8 wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy. Babudai were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. Very interesting. In the course of this description of Mahaprabhu's dancing, Rasleela Bhav, he always says, Udanda Nritya, Udanda Nritya. Udanda, you know danda, like stick. Uttam danda. Uttam Danda, this is Danda. And Uttam Danda means stick going up. Right? Uttam. Udanda. It means that when he was dancing, because sometimes it describes nritya, they were dancing. Nritya, nach means dancing, but every time in this discussion, udanda, means he was jumping. He was jumping, arms raised, jumping, dancing and jumping, like this. So much ecstatic bhav, and whole body registering various subtic bhavs, hair standing in, tears, crying, trembling, changing color. Sham, Rajendranandan, Sham. Unbelievable. Mamsa Brana Sama Roma Brinda Pulakita Simulira Vriksha Jena Kantaka Vashtita. Mahaprabhu's skin erupted with bumps of ecstasy, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the Shimuli tree covered with thorns. The hair in his body was standing erect so firmly it was like, looks like thorns sticking out of a tree. Eke ke danter kampa dekite lage bhai loke jani danta sava kasya padai. The people became afraid. Log deki log bhai bhaya. His teeth were chattering. It seems that his teeth would fall out. This is Krishna experiencing Radharani's Mahabhav. We don't read any descriptions when Radharani's dancing in Ras Lila and Radharani's experiencing Mahabhav with Krishna, Brajendranandan. We don't read that her teeth are chattering and falling out. She's relishing the ecstatic bliss of Sambhog Prem and this Sringhar Ras with Krishna. But she's keeping it cool, contained. And when Krishna comes as Gauranga to experience that same Mahabhav and that same Rasa dance with that same Krishna, he's just completely, it's destroying him. He can't contain it. Sometimes he becomes a pumpkin, Kurma Chaitanya, like a tortoise. Sometimes his teeth are chattering, his hair. Because that Mahabhav is like a volcano. Radharani was saying, you sure you want to experience my Mahabhav? You think you're big enough to hold it? Of course, I held Govardhan. You know, I can hold the universes. I'm Ananta Shesh. I'm holding thousands and millions of universes. All right. Experience my Mahabhav, my Madanaki Mahabhav, and what an experience! Grinding his teeth on the walls, unbelievable. Listen, Sarvange Parashweta Chute Tate Raktogham. Jajagaga Gagada Vachan. Mahabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. Rakta Udgam. As usually perspiration flows out of the pores of our body. Sweat, shwed. But blood was coming out of his, this is like a gory scene, isn't it? If you actually see it. We haven't seen any paintings in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of this scene. Imagine trying, it's called Vibhatsa Ras, or this ghastly Ras. This is a Gona Ras called ghastly. This is a ghastly sight. Is it? Is this sweet Gulab Jamuns and Rasgullas and sweet rice? Blood, it says blood. This is Nara Leela. It means, no, this is an analogy, doesn't mean blood. No, there's no comment like that. Suede to suede, perspiration, flowing like rivers. And if you saw this golden, with all this, just like if you cut your leg and you see a stream of blood go down, you go, oh, he gets so excited. And he can't even speak because this is Vaivarnya. No, that's color. It means vapor too, I think. Your voice becomes choked up. It's gadgara. Gadgara means choked voice. He's trying to say ja ga not. Ja ga ja Jalayantra dhara jai che wahi ashu jala asha pashe loka jata bijila sakala. Tears came forcefully from Lord Chaitanya's eyes, and you do see pictures of this scene. I've seen Bengali paintings of this. It shows Lord Chaitanya and tears are going like this. Tears are coming out like this. It says pitchkari. This pitchkari means syringe. Forcefully, the tears were shooting out of his eyes, and they were drenching. All the people around them became wet with premashru. Very fortunate. Deha kanti ghora varna dekhiya arun. What I told you. Kabu kanti deki jena malika pushpasam. Everyone saw the ghora varna. Goranga mahaprabhu ki jai. They saw the golden color, ghora varna, become what? Arun. Udilo aruna purava bhage dvijamani gora amani jage. Arun means pink. His golden color became pink in color, like the rising sun. Pink but golden. His luster, and his, that was his, then, and his luster resembled that of a malika flower. Malika. Kabu stamba kabu prabhu bhumite lotai shushka kashta samapara hastana chalaya. Sometimes Mahabhu was stunned and he rolled on the ground. His legs and hands became as hard as dry wood and he did not move. Kabu bhume pari kabu shwashohaya hina jahadeki bhaktaganar pranahayakshina. When Mahabhu fell to the ground, his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives became very feeble. Oh, my Lord. Kabu netre nasaya jal muke parafena amritara dharachandra bimbe wahi jena. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. He's in dancing in Ras Lila Bhav. Mahabhav, Maranakya Mahabhav, Radharani dancing Vrindavan, Vamshivat, Yamuna Pulina, Rasa Mandal, in the same Maranakya Mahabhav. Did this happen to her? Same Bhav, a new package. Unbelievable. These flowings of from his eyes and mouth and eye, mouth and nose and eyes, appeared to be like torrents of nectar descending from the moon. Amrit Dhara Chandra Bimbe. Se Fenalana Shubananda Kailapan Krishna Prema Rasik Teno Maha Bhagyavan. The foam, Fena, the foam, it's funny, the foam sounds like Fena. Krishna Fenila means the foam, the saliva. The saliva is saying foam means the saliva. Fena, the word Fena means saliva, foam. Foam doesn't mean like spray some shaving cream, you know. Foam. Or foam on the bubbles or some foam on the ocean. The saliva, the foam flowing from his mouth was drunk by a devotee named Shubhananda because he was Mahabhagya. He's very fortunate in relishing the mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna Prema Rasik. He's a Prema, Krishna Prema Rasik. He was a mad prema for Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. So he said, hey, this is something good's coming out now. This is Krishna's saliva. It's full of Mahabhav. What, how do we get Krishna's Mahabhav? How do we get Krishna's saliva? Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swapam Punivadarajan Vishvaso Navajayate. By Mahaprasad, Krishna Fela, Krishna Fena. So that is the end of the Maha, of Murshi, the story of Mahabhu dancing at Rath Yatra in Mahabhav, Rasleela Bhav. Nice ending. Ends on a sweet note. That's Shubhananda. Wish we were Shubhananda. Wish we were Mahabhagyavan. Mahabhagyavan Shubhananda Das Ki Jai. But we're also very fortunate. How many people on this planet are eating Mahaprasad? 1/10,000 of 1/100th of 1/10,000%? Maybe. And how many people get a chance to eat Jagannath Mahaprasad? Nathji Mahaprasad? Balaji Mahaprasad? You stay here in Kartik, one day you'll get Jagannath Mahaprasad. Next day you'll get Balaji Mahaprasad. Next day you get Nathji Mahaprasad. People come and say, Maharaj, I bought you some Govindji Mahaprasad. Okay. Then 2 days later, Maharaj, I bought you some Balaji, Venkateshwar Balaji Mahaprasad. Okay. Maharaj, I bought you Nathji Mahaprasad. I'm getting intoxicated, all this Mahaprasadam. It's nice to have friends in high places. This is having friends in high places. They go to the highest place of Krishna's Leelas on this planet, all these great deities. Jagannath Prasad, Ki, Jai, Nathji Prasad. It's very hard to do Kartik Brat. Steamed sabji, chapatis. And Gopal, Nathji Prasad, Ki, Jai. So this is some good fortune comes by the mercy of devotees. Couple rickshaws.